and 101.9 AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. I have a legend on today. Everybody knows the name Jack Jolly, and he continues to do what he loves doing. He loves baseball, and he loves the community. And nobody knows as much about the history in the last 65, 70, 80 years as Jack Jolly. And it's always a pleasure to have you on with me, Jack. It really is. And people are always mentioning, when are you going to have Jack back on?
Truman, it's a pleasure to be here. I really feel good today. Had a great Thanksgiving. Saw a lot of friends I had. Didn't realize how many people really listened to this program. Until I found out how much, or it's not really that many, but there are a few that just don't care for me at all.
You're kidding.
Oh, gosh, I go to church.
Oh, at your own church?
Oh, yeah. There's one of the most beautiful ladies out there I've ever seen. First name's Robbie.
I bet I know that lady.
You do?
Yes, I do. Actually, she's married to my brother, Mike. Robbie Fitzhugh Jones.
Is that who?
She talks about you in glowing terms. I was over at her house Thanksgiving. Mike and Robbie had us all over, and we talked at great length about you and how much she loved you and what a great person that you were. And how much you affected her husband, Mike, when he was playing ball. What a great ball player he was.
Well, I don't know whether I affected Mike or Mike affected me, but I'll say one thing. He is very lucky that he has such a beautiful wife.
Yes.
And a wonderful person. I've known Robbie since Critchlow days.
Oh, my.
That was an elementary school here for probably about 50% of the people never heard of Critchlow, but she was a cheerleader there, and then she was very dynamic as she went on to Central. And I do love Robbie, and I apologize for anything I've said against Mike. Mike was a tremendous athlete.
Yes.
Football. He played at MTSU.
Mm-hmm. He's a better football player than I was.
Oh,
a whole lot
gosh.
Better. Yeah.
And he was an outstanding defensive halfback out there, and Mike's a good coach.
He played against Roger Staubach.
Yes, he did. And I think everybody here played against Roger Staubach that played at MTSU. But I saw that game, and he did, and there's Phil Watts played against him, too, that was the coach. But again, to Robbie, I love you, honey, and I apologize for anything I've said against Mike, and I'll never say anything again.
But let's put it in proper perspective. You didn't really say anything bad about Mike. You just called him hard-headed, which if you've got a Jones behind your name, you're automatically hard-headed. That's just the way it is.
Well, I've been called hard-headed.
Yes,
and
I know.
a certain part of a mule or donkey.
But you and I think of two people that were so influential in young people's lives, and I think of you and Gilbert Sharon. And when Little League first started, we had the Kiwanis Club, which was very influential in baseball and sports back then. And you guys, you just kind of took the lead, and that's the reason that Murfreesboro is such a great sports city right now for young people. It's amazing that all the things that kids would dream of when Mike and I were growing up, it's all available now. It's amazing, and you guys are the ones that dug all the trenches to be able to get it going.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. There were several of us that, I don't know, just it was kind of baseball, baseball, baseball. Mm-hmm. You the one that heard me at the Little League Park at that night when I don't know why I was with my walker and I saw this Little yes. League team. And that's what I told my grandson, and that's the way my dad is. I don't guess anyone knows outside of you and Mike and probably Dickie Thomas and those kind, Butch Vaughn, a lot of them that played for Dad when he was the American Legion mm-hmm. Coach. And there are a lot of people that are taking interest, and they're doing a good job. But there's so much here, Truman. I never did believe that it would ever get this large. As I was kidding Bart Feit, there was Grantland Rice Park mm-hmm. that was coming from training school over to that. That was a big change. And then, of course, after a while, there was so much use that it became useless.
You know, it's so funny. You started at training school, and it was just kind of like a postage stamp park. It was real small. But when we were 9, 10, 11 years old, it was huge to us. And, boy, we thought we were doing something. We would hit that ball over the fence, and it hit one of those houses over there. But you go by now, and it really wasn't that far. But you guys did such a good job, everybody did in sports back then, because Little League started, and Babe Ruth wasn't even thought of at that time. And then as each one of us became of age to play Babe Ruth, then you coordinated it with Grantland Rice, where you could play Babe Ruth ball and Little League too. So you were able to continue the growth with it as the kids got older.
I probably had an advantage over the other coaches because I was working, Ray Duffy, I was working for the rec department during the summertime. And since I was down there, at that time, Truman, you could have the kids practice any time. Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, if you played on Tuesday, you wouldn't, but Wednesday, any days you didn't, I'd always have the team down there. Mm-hmm. This was the Babe Ruth team of the Exchange Club, and Bill Allen didn't get to come down there and practice that much, but Bill was so helpful and a big part. Bill Allen, he probably hasn't been given his due respect in mm-hmm. Babe Ruth and helping it go and grow. Mm-hmm. One of the finest people I've ever known in my life was Bill. And, of course, Bill's getting on in age now. And don't want to forget people like that.
And Mr. Goodrich and Mr. Parsons and all of those that just really
that's right.
pitched in. And you know, sometimes I think when I was growing up, I didn't give the coaches the amount of respect that I should have given. I don't think any of us did because we didn't realize what time those people were putting in just to improve us and let us go out and have a little fun. It's amazing.
Well, I thought you've got those that the kind that if you usually practice an hour and a half, Truman, mm-hmm. you got those that when an hour and a half came and you said, okay, that's it. They're the ones, there's a certain kind, they'll get out of there. Mm-hmm. They won't stop. Then you've got the kind that are leaders, and they'll come up to you, and they'll say, oh, Mr. Jolly, let's practice a little bit more.
Right.
Now, that's the kind you want.
Yeah, you're eating up baseball. That was it. Back then, baseball was everything to me, and I think most of the kids do. I mean, that's about all we had to to do at that time.
You're true.
But if you remember, you coaches had to deal with our moms. You didn't deal with our dads because back then the moms didn't work.
No.
So therefore, they took us to all the practices and made sure that they were there on time. And I'm sure that the moms were giving you advice on how you were supposed to be coaching.
Oh, I had a few. Not many. You'd be surprised. I don't know whether to go to Little League or go, you know. Here's the thing about it. We had so many playing Little League. It was kind of like minor league. That Ray Duffy, he formed a Southern Little League. Mm-hmm. That's those players that didn't make the other leagues. And I remember I had a team, and we'd play out at Reeves Rogers. And I had, I know, one of the best I ever had out there, and he passed away the other day, and that broke my heart, was Mike Warren.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a tremendous athlete, too. He played quarterback and everything else. I'd rather not talk about that, but anyway, I had guys like him on my team, and there was others, and of course, Duffy, being the recreation director, somehow he always came out with, looked like to me, the best. I never ever figured that out.
Oh, yeah, Nars Lovern learned from him, too, because I made the mistake of coaching Babe Ruth a couple of years. And I took over from somebody that really, kind of like me, he didn't have a full knowledge of the kids before you were able to bid on them. And it seemed like Norris always had the best athletes, no matter what it was. He was kind of like the New York Yankees.
Truman, this sounds like I'm on an ego trip. I don't mean that.
Oh, it's not a bad trip to be on.
Norris lived across the street from me, and he was going to get into the Babe Ruth. And he came over and said, "Jack, can I come over to your house tonight? I need to talk to you." I said, "Yeah." He came over there. He said, "How do you get all these good ball players?" I said, "Well, I have an advantage, Norris. I go watch all the Little League players."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I watch their attitude. I watch how they play the game, their fundamentals. I watch even how they come on and off the field." And by the way, Truman, do you know that at my age today, and I'm still with the Chicago White Sox?
Oh, yes, I do.
They wouldn't let me retire. And you still use the same thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except my wife, Dolly, told me, he said, "Jack, you have got to quit going to these Little League games and fussing at your grandson and fussing around, not telling anybody, and doing this, and because you think that you're there to scout one of those players for the White Sox." And, you know, Truman, I told Dolly, I said, "You know, honey, you're right. I really, really do that." And you just can't get out of the habit of it. But I told Norris, "You got to know who you want and where you want them." I said, "Now, you got to either go to the position that they want, or you want an outstanding player, a guy that can do anything, probably like Truman Jones. Pitch, he could probably play center field, or he could probably play shortstop, or he could play second, or anything like that."
Or Mike Jones.
No, Truman Jones.
Well, you've seen so many great players, but when you were talking about going to the Little League games now, it's a different environment entirely when you were coaching and we were all playing, because you mentioned something before we went on the air that really caught my eye, because I've coached or helped my son Barry coach, and my son grandson Drew plays ball, And of course, you got to meet Teddy Morris's grandson, Eli, and give him the same little pep talk that you gave all the rest of the kids that were over there. And back then, it was strictly a coach's environment in that dugout and on that field. I mean, you were kings back then. Now you see people bringing the kids food and drinks while they're sitting on the bench and stuff like that. And it's to me, it's almost like I would be in shock if I were you, the way things used to be as compared to the way they are now. And of course, you guys would get all the best athletes, and it was a different way of looking things, because if you were not capable of playing up to a certain standard, you didn't get to play baseball back then.
I'll give you a little example about I heard someone, I won't mention the name, back coaching Babe Ruth. This one coach said, I'm going to get Coon Victory.
He was a great ball player.
Who I love, yeah. Ken Victory or Coon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Coon Victory, even if it costs me all of my points. Mm-hmm. You get so many points.
Right.
So I just thought, okay, you just go ahead and get that person. And the others took this one and that one. That draft, I got Kenny Snail.
Good pitcher.
I got Butch Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Trexler,
mm-hmm.
The catcher. Why can't I think of my catcher's name? Got him.
So those three are still are on the Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah. And I got two more. I forgot who they were right now. One of them, my catcher, was really good. And that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
I had the points to get all of those guys.
You guys had the advantage. You're talking about going into Babe Ruth League, aren't you,
yeah.
At that time? You had the advantage of watching these kids play three or four years on the Little League.
That's exactly right. You talked to Gilbert, mm-hmm. and you talked to Jack Goodrich and some of the others. Now, here's something else that even as a baseball scout now that you did then, and I don't think they do it anymore. I've said things to my son-in-law about that. You got to know what kind of attitude.
Right.
Is that guy going to throw his bat down when he strikes out? There's a word called respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you really had then, respect. I know, kind of jumping off of baseball to just teaching and coaching football and basketball, Smyrna High School was one of the greatest I've ever seen. And you're talking about respect.
Mm-hmm.
They will address me to this day as not Jack Jolly. They'll say Mr. Jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everybody. That's from David Young to Coon Victory, to Bill Lee, and to the girls, the women, and they're in this 70s, some of them are close to it, and that's respect. And where did they get it? From their parents.
Right.
I know your dad and your mother, talking about Mike, I apologize, Mike and Robbie. But Ruby Jones sat there in her home. Excuse me, Ms. Jones, this Truman and Mike's mother. One of the greatest ladies. I just loved her to death. She sat right there, and we talked about Mike. And she said, well, you know, it's hard to get Mike to do anything. He's a little stubborn about doing things. So.
But, you know, Mike, he takes that stubbornness and he uses it for being able to do things that a lot of people can't do. I mean, if he's going to put his mind to doing something, he's going to do it. I mean, he's been that way ever since we were siblings, a little small kids, and competing and doing things like that. Michael, if I was 4 years older than him, he wanted to be better than me no matter what we were doing. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that he's been so successful in his life. He's extremely bright, extremely competitive, and you know, a lot of the things that you say people call you Mr. Jolly, a lot of that was simply the way that you treated everybody else. Now, you did not demand respect, but you garnered the respect. And there were other coaches that we had were similar, and someone would demand the respect. And, of course, they got it. I mean, I can remember one specific coach. He could look at me, and I would just melt. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Jack Jolly.
Looking for the freshest ingredients for your holiday cooking? Search no further than the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Since 1975, the market has been serving Murfreesboro and helping connect local farmers with you, their customers. Our vendors are Tennessee farmers who grow and produce the food you buy at the market. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, where you can get to know your farmer and your neighbor. Come see us during our extended season held each Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., now through December 16th. We're located at the Lane Agro Park Community Center at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. See you there!
For many owners, traffic means spending more time with the Mini you love. Get 0.9% APR for up to 60 months on most 2013 Mini models and make no payment until next year. Visit miniofnashville.com. Brought to you by Mini.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Ted Werbin. A large fire has erupted at a plant in West Tennessee. The blaze at the Allied Plastics plant on the public square in Ripley and Lauderdale County. Fire crews from Covington called in to help battle that fire. No immediate indication of any injuries, and the cause has not been determined yet. The GOP House has renominated Harwell.
Members of the House Republican Caucus have nominated Speaker Beth Harwell for another term in charge of the chamber, but ousted Representative Judd Mathaney from the number two slot. Mathaney was defeated Monday by Representative Curtis Johnson in a secret ballot.
TRN's Dan Item. A former Tennessee elementary school teacher charged with a sex crime has been released from prison after only serving a portion of her sentence. In 2005, Pamela Turner Rogers admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old student at the Warren County School where she taught. Police have arrested a Mid-State mother after she was caught driving drunk with her three young kids in the car. Dana Clark stopped after she was observed driving erratically on a street in Clarksville. Clark's charged with driving under the influence and three counts of reckless endangerment.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924.
Your personal identity is more valuable than cash or jewelry to many thieves. With just a few pieces of information, thieves can manufacture a new identity. With access to your banking accounts, credit cards, thieves can ruin your good reputation. For tips on how to keep your identity safe, visit GoBBB.org or call me at 867-0032. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
Police have identified the body of a woman found in an abandoned car on a rural road in Franklin County on Monday. Sheriff's investigators say the body of 23-year-old Kayla Qualls of Tullahoma was found inside that red 2000 Ford Explorer. Governor Bill Haslam and First Lady Chrissy Haslam lit the official state Christmas tree last night at the Tennessee Capitol. The 30-foot Norway spruce tree is 3 feet taller than last year's and has twice as many lights, some 6,000. The Tennessee Titans have let go offensive coordinator Chris Palmer. Tennessee, 4-7 on the season, lost to the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars 24-19 on Sunday. I'm Ted Werbin, TRN News.
Nothing says Christmas like J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Black Friday may be gone, but there are great deals store-wide, 15 to 33% off. Join J. Mullins Jewelry Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the Chameleon Trunk Show and Christmas Open House. Extended hours 9 to 8 Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6 Saturday.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Chameleon Trunk Show and Open House at J. Mullins Jewelry Thursday through Saturday.
Come in and
stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? This is Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while no one can control the market, you can take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today, such as attractive prices on quality investments. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Call me, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056, or stop by my office today on Rutherford Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Weatherize. We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine continuing across the listening area. Highs will reach the upper 40s with a north wind at 5 to 10. Now we'll see clear skies tonight with lows near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 41.
Our good neighbor of the day today, Mary Ginger, receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. And also congratulations to our birthday cake winner, Carol Moeller. She receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Mr. Jack Jolly. And this part of his show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on, involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, telephone number 713-4639, online at homecaretennessee.com. That's 713-4639 At Home Care, your number one source for the best care in Middle Tennessee. You know, Jack, before the last time I talked to you before today, you were at the MTSU Troy football game.
Oh my goodness. You know, Truman, I've seen a lot of football games out there. It was cold, and of course we sent it, Linda Watson, who's kind of head of BRAA, Alan Varley is, but Linda is she's an angel, but they put these two chairs, but there was two patrolmen, sheriff's patrolmen, I believe. They were two of the finest people I've ever seen. They couldn't help me enough. I think one of them's name was Daniel Thomas, and the other one was a sergeant, Barry Poole.
They're good boys. They really are.
They were. It was freezing out there, and they stayed out there, and they had to. That, of course, that's their job. And they anything they could do for us. One of them asked one, I said, "Would you mind going and giving me a cup of coffee?" And he did, and I appreciate that very much.
Did you pay for it?
No, you don't pay for that. We've paid for it. I guarantee you that. We've paid for it. Ask Linda Watson or Alan Farley at BRAA. We paid for that coffee and more. But I just wanted to, you know, a lot of times those type people just don't get any credit or appreciation and how much you appreciate things that they do. For a person like me, just opening the door, it means so much, because when you can't walk, and which I never thought I'd be like this, I think maybe I started the program there. From my waist up, I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
From my waist down, I'm just a broken old man. I can't do things.
No like way anybody can look at you and say he's a broken old man.
You know,
there's just something about what you've done all your life and where you are now. You kind of look like, I consider you one of the giants around here. I really do. And I'll never think of you in that term. But I always, as you said that one word, I always have a lot of respect and a lot of love for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Truman. I've been very fortunate in the students and people that I've had. That's something in the South that we learned back in the 30s and the 20s and the 10s. Now, wait a minute.
You're not that far back.
I'm not that far back, but I do go back to the 20s. Mm-hmm. You learn respect. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's someone older than you. It's yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. And a lot of times the teachers would say, I mean, you know, you might say yeah, mm-hmm. something like that, and they say, I didn't understand you. Then you understood they wanted yes, sir, or yes, ma'am.
They don't understand that up north. They really don't. When you're saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and those type things, things that we take for granted, they find it kind of unusual way to address people.
And they'll tell you that when they come south and stay and live here. And it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
I run in, of course, the guys that I scout around and things, they're from up in Ohio and Illinois and places like that. And they're just a little different.
You know, I find it kind of interesting the way the Chicago Whites have taken to you. Now, I have never, ever been a Chicago White Sox fan. You know that. But I have gained a lot of respect for them the way that they treat you. And I think that is something special, because not all organizations are going to be that way. They're really not.
No, I'm not kidding. Truman, I had thought, in fact, to be honest with you, if Jim McGuire had not got, if he hadn't have gotten that baseball job at MTSU, I was going to resign. And I doubt I would ever have gone to a baseball game out there, or even a football game. I think that would have upset me so much. You've heard of people that get upset and things like that. That probably would have upset me so much that I wouldn't have come back. But in the fact, I was talking to the area director above me, and Dolly was sitting there too. We were out at the MTSU blue white game, and I was talking with him. His name's Phil. I said, Phil, I want to tell you something right now. I said, if I don't feel any better than I do now, I'm going to resign. And he said, Jack, you can't. Said, they've already signed your contract. Your contract is in the mail. Said, all they want you to do, all we want you to do is what you've been doing the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to scout the Sun Belt Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they will put on my dial certain players that I have to write up. Plus, you've got University of Tennessee, Vanderbilt,
mm-hmm.
Belmont, Austin Peay, did I leave someone out? Belmont.
I don't
David
know.
Lipscomb.
Yeah.
Tennessee Tech. A lot of places, and you know, and I've written up a lot of guys from those schools, things like that.
Did you ever regret not signing Dan Ugla, who was begging you for a contract? And I remember to this day what you said, and watching him bat, I agree.
Oh my goodness, Dan. You know, that what surprised me about Dan.
He's a good infielder. He really is.
Yeah.
More than I thought he would ever be.
I didn't say anything about that.
No, you said the other part.
I was surprised when he gained his power.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't think anything. Dan is not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
He's from a good family
yeah.
in Columbia, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But you're right. That's kind of funny. Mr. Jolly, won't you draft me?
Yeah.
I said, oh, my famous words. Dan, you can't play.
Can't hit.
Can't hit. And, I've done that I've been known two or three times to pass people and say, nah, they don't have that.
When David Price was playing here.
Oh.
Locally, and everybody knows he's one of our local stars. What did you actually see that coming? How great he was going to be?
Yeah, maybe not quite that great, but I'm going to tell you something. Vanderbilt's going to hurt for one reason. They lost their pitching coach, Derek Johnson,
mm-hmm.
DJ. He was a tremendous pitching coach. And he turned more good ball player into great ball players. I mean, pitchers especially. He did that with David. David, I think, very highly intelligent because he told me just straight out, Melvin Daniels was assistant principal out at Blackman, and he told, I asked Melvin, I said, Melvin, can I talk to David? They wanted me to find out for sure if he was going to go in the draft or not. And so I did. I went out and talked to him, and I said, David, I'm just asking you, not being nosy, just please look at me and tell me, do you want to be drafted? He said, Mr. Jolly, I have already written a letter to professional baseball asking not to be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to be drafted. I am going to college. If you can't get that, you're pretty bad. Well, there was one organization that drafted him 20-something.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I don't know. Maybe he just thought maybe he would change his mind.
Was it maybe kind of like he wanted his degree from Vanderbilt, which is highly regarded. Plus, did the pitching coach at Vanderbilt have anything to do with that?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents. The same thing was with the gray kid
mm-hmm.
down at Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
Had someone ask me, said, can you please have any say-so about him going to Vanderbilt? Said he needs to go to Vanderbilt because he will not do any better than he's doing right now. And, you know, when they start putting the money in front of you.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to turn down.
That's a big thing right there. And mm-hmm. a lot of parents want that money. And that's the same thing. David would not have gotten what he got since he went to Vanderbilt. I mean, number one, over $4 million. Mm. Neither would Todd Helton, University of Tennessee.
Unbelievable athlete.
Yeah, yeah. He would never have gotten. His daddy was nut. I don't know whether it's still true or not. I don't know whether they divorced over the thing or not back. But that's just something that you run into all the time.
David Price is one of those athletes. He makes good decisions, and he represents his community very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a class act. And somebody was mentioning, I didn't get to see it, but we were having one of our meetings for the Old Timers Baseball the other day, and someone mentioned that they saw him on television, and he was mentioning about the players that come from the Middle Tennessee area, and he mentioned his hometown of Murfreesboro. And, you know, that shows that he stays close to his roots, and he keeps grounded. He knows what he is as far as he's a super athlete. He's somebody that is in the limelight, and he wants to keep it a positive situation. And we're very fortunate to have kids that come from this area that can keep that persona that a lot of kids, once they get up there, they kind of lose all of that thought.
You know, Truman, I believe the finest kid that I've scouted, and I can pick up the phone. I wish I could find his phone number. I'd call him. I love the kid so much. Been watching him since he was a sophomore. See if you can guess who this is. And he went to private school in Nashville and had a cannon for an arm. And he was drafted by Detroit, not real high.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me down at Shelby Park. He was playing on a team that was in the Southeast Regional Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mr. Jolly, said, what do you suggest? Don't you think I'm a better pitcher than somebody else that I like to?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, how much do they offer you? And he told me how much they offered him. I said, I can't tell you that you should take that, but you've been offered a college education, and I probably go and be improved much more than what you are. And he came out, and I saw him. He sat with me at a game or two. He got initials, his first name. And he won the Cy Young this year.
I know who you're talking about.
Who?
Played at UT.
Right.
And is now he was playing with the Mets, and he's got a knuckleball.
R.A.
Yes.
Loved him to death.
He's got a great book out.
Well, that Dolly's got that book.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I wanted to do is... he spoke at Old Timers about 4 years ago down in Nashville, and I passed him after he'd been to the restroom. He's going up, and I said, R.A. And he looked back. I said, R.A. And he looked back. He looked at me, and he said, Mr. Jolly. And he came back, and we shook hands and hugged, and he said, I'll see you. Please see me after the thing. So I did. I went up there and we talked. He was with Seattle at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a strange thing about the kid I drafted that we traded. And when he was with Texas, I asked R.A., did he know who the boy was? He said, yeah, he was our center fielder. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but we talked more about his family and things like that. And
that's what you do, though. You get involved with the families. And it seemed like through the years, you're kind of been like family to every one of us. You're like our uncle, and you're there whenever we need you and to give us advice and all of those things like that.
Well, all my advice isn't very good. You know, Mary Jane Henry, do you know Mary Jane Henry?
I believe that's Jeff's wife,
Jeff's
right?
Jeff's wife, precious person. She's a big UT fan.
And there's a big plus.
And I'm always kidding them about that. But I forgot exactly what the case was. I think it was something about UT. And I don't think she liked exactly what I said, but love her to death. And Jeff told me, he said he went up there to a football game. This was the 4 overtimes. Is that what it was? They got beat by...
You talking about the Missouri game?
Yeah.
Yes, I was there.
And he said, they said there was 80,000 people there, and said, I don't believe there was 40,000 there. I'm not sure.
Well, now they did have a pretty good crowd. Actually, it was close. It's about 89. I mean, it was almost 90,000 people, but it was one of those that when you leave, when you watch a game, and you stay to the very end, and so did everybody else because it was one of those overtimes. It took you 2 hours to get out of Knoxville, and you're already mad. And then you're listening to all the Vol call-inners on that Vol talk show, and nobody's happy with that. That was a long trip, and it was. But you know, I just love going to see sports. I mean, I love going to Tennessee football games, and I tell you what, I love here locally. I love going to watch the MTSU girls play ball. They're just something special about them.
It couldn't be Larry. The other day was really good. You know, we went to the football game. It was so exciting. Mm-hmm. I think those two boys I mentioned earlier, the two sheriff's deputies, I think they were scared I was going to have a heart attack, probably. But it was... when they won that game, it was so exciting. And then you could go to the basketball game with your ticket. Mm-hmm. And that was the boys' basketball game. And they've have really improved over the last 2 years from what Kermit has had out there. But I love to see the girls, too. Mm-hmm. And I noticed where they are playing one day... at 11 o'clock. I think something about like December the 4th.
My understanding is that I think the city schools are going to let their kids go to the ball game that morning at 11 o'clock. It's what I can understand. So it is going to be a raucous crowd. It's going to be a lot of excitement and a lot of fun. And, of course, I'm going to be there and watching it. But, you know, the thing about MTSU sports, for us that live here, is that we know a majority of the people that are in the crowd. I mean, when I go to UT, I'll probably see maybe 30 or 40 people I know at the ballpark. Of course, it's so huge. But you come here, I see people that I don't normally get to see any other time.
That's right.
And it's fun watching the competition, but it's also fun being able to socialize there with people that are a lot of fun and have a lot of them have the same interest you do.
Did you remember the name Jerry Helton?
Yeah, I do.
The other day at the ball game, this girl... stopped me, and we were talking somehow or another, And I said, who'd you say you were? I said, I'm Jerry Helton's cousin. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I've met his sister before out at Adler's place. Mm-hmm. And you run into people out there that you don't see. Mm-hmm. But maybe once out there, and you won't see them anymore. And it's just like going to eat, Truman. We went to, other day, we went to Demas and did not see a person that we knew.
Now, that's unusual.
We went to Chili's. We did not know a person in there.
Wow.
And they didn't know us.
I see a lot of the home crowd here actually goes to Demas. I mean, I've been there sometimes at lunchtime especially, mm-hmm. and I might run into 20 or 30 people there at the restaurant that I know, and I know they all know you. It's a lot of it is the timing of the place, but in a lot of ways we still have that old Murfreesboro atmosphere that was here in the 50s and the 60s. We've just changed a little bit over the years. But one thing I was going to ask you, going back to Jim McGuire, who is a great baseball coach.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important for you to have contacts in the Sun Belt and places like that.
Right.
And that's something, that's why you're so valuable to the Chicago White Sox, is your connections that you have. And when a coach likes you, they're going to give you the real true value of a player when you're asking about him. Or, you know, they might call you up and say, Jack, this kid is going to be something special, and I'd like for you to take a look at him, and this is what he does.
You know, on my cell phone, you can look at it right there. That first name there is Barry Messer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a coach at Riverdale. The next one is Brad Dyer. He's coached down at Jackson, Tennessee. I've got all the paint. Like you said, if I want to know something, I just call him up and ask him.
You know, I think that Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Eagleville, and Laverne are a hotbed for sports. I really do. And I think baseball is prime right here in this area. When you hear a player's name, do you ever relate back to his lineage as far as where he came from or those type things, or you just strictly go by the raw talent of the person?
Oh, that goes back again. It's what you look at, but every time I make a speech to someone, and I don't make many anymore because they don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
They don't want to hear me. The fact is that the things I said a while ago, I don't know where this is supposed to be, but I'll hold it.
Yeah.
You want to know what kind of home they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Are they from a one-parent home? Are they from their living with their grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
Who is in charge of them? Things like that.
Is it true that you look at the mama or the grandmother first? I was listening to, I think it was John Gruden was talking the other day about he learned quickly when he was scouting and for players that a lot of times the first person that he wanted to be able to sell would be the mother or the grandmother.
Oh, sure. That's like the movie The Blind Side.
Mm-hmm.
That mother, Leanne Toohey, mm-hmm. I think, you could pretty well tell who made the decisions right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. You have to deal with the mothers and a lot of times the grandmothers, you want to know what their attitude is on certain things. Mm-hmm. Not just baseball. You can use the where you go to church. It doesn't matter where you go to church. Do you go to church? Are you against so forth and so on mm-hmm. in baseball? And that's something like that. Funny thing, I was doing in-home visits down in Memphis the year that German.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Jack Jolly. I didn't remember.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Mr. Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV.
Weather Eye.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine continuing across the listening area. Highs will reach the upper 40s for the north wind at 5 to 10, and we'll see clear skies tonight with lows near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now, it's 41.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
We're here with Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area, talking about the 64-slice CT scan.
Other tests are invasive and they are not as accurate, particularly the treadmill stress test. Sometimes you may have a negative test, you may still have blockages.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800.
This is the earliest test where you could find information without taking too much risk.
Call 896-4800. It could be the 1 minute that saves your life.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
Support your Blue Raiders as they compete for back-to-back Sun Belt Conference titles. Men's and women's basketball combo season tickets are on sale now and start as low as $199. Don't miss a single three-pointer. Score a slam dunk with season tickets today.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
Welcome back with Mr. Jack Jolly, and we want to let you know this part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. Now, you were talking about some of the aspects of talking to the moms and the grandmas.
I had this down in Memphis. Matt Cain, which I think you know who Matt Cain is. He's San Francisco's. I think he won two World Series games. Mm-hmm. He was a first rounder. And I had to go over to his home, and he pitched at Germantown, Houston. Mm-hmm. And that's when Germantown had all those players. So anyway, I got Miss Cain called me. I was supposed to go on a Friday night, and Miss Cain called me at my motel, and she said, Mr. Jolly forgot all about something, but Matt has to go somewhere else and get an award. And I said, okay, sometime tomorrow. She said, okay. So I went over there, and he actually lives just in Collierville, and I was kind of leery about going in there. The dad didn't say hardly anything. And the only thing they said is, anything you want, went in a drink, and I said, I'd like a glass of water. And so anyway, we started talking a little bit, and she said, you know who Matt's favorite is? I said, Greg Maddox? No. Tommy Glavine? No. Nolan Ryan? No. I said, I don't know. She said, Frank Thomas.
Oh, my. Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. A first baseman, a hitter, and he's a pitcher. And I said, well, if we get you, Matt. But our cross-checker told me that last night that we saw him, he said, we'll never be able to get him, Jack.
Yeah.
And we weren't. San Francisco got him like that.
Was it the money?
They gave him good money, but...
They are a pitching machine, aren't they?
Yeah.
San Francisco. Yeah. And that's what wins championships, pitching right now.
Their pitching coach, guy that was with the Yankees a million years ago, can't think of his name. He was young when he was the Yankees, and he was an outstanding pitcher. So one time the White Sox had the greatest pitching organization there was.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Braves and the Giants and all of them were right in there. Jack, it's been another great show. Time goes by so fast when you're on here. I mean, I sit back and listen to all the interesting things that you have to say, and I could sit here all day long, but unfortunately, with that, we have time restraints. And anybody you want to say hi to before we leave?
Say
something to Dolly.
Well, she's probably not listening to me anyway.
She's been
with me for 50-something years.
She's learned how to tune you out, right?
Yeah, she does.
And vice versa.
She probably says, we're at the point, and I bring things up sometimes. She said, Jack, I've heard that 400 times. She said, you just say the same thing.
Yeah, she's a sweet lady.
And I fit it.
Yeah.
But I love Murfreesboro, born and raised here. Hope I die here. Either that or I hope I'm in Hawaii on vacation or the Bahamas. And I can relate to that. But I love, I love so many people here. And anyway, I could talk another hour, and I better shut up. And I appreciate it, Truman. You're so nice to me.
Thank you, Jack. I mean, you're special to each and every one of us. And we'll be back in the morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll see you then.